Welcome back to The Download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, it's almost that time. The Pitchfork Music Festival will hit Union Park this month, and the place is going to go bananas when Shamir hits the stage.
Hi, hi, howdy, howdy, hi, hi. Well, everyone is minus, you could call me Multiply. Just so you know, yes, yes, I'm that guy. You could give five fingers and I'm not waving high. Guess I'm never ending, you could call me Pi. But really, how long till the world realize? Yes, yes, I'm the best. What you heard, anything less is
obviously absurd.
It is fit the bird, more like an eagle. This is my movie, stay tuned for the sequel. Seems so wrong, seems so illegal. Got this in the back like a foul ball free throw. Yep, yep, you know that I go. This is me on the regular, so you know.
If that's not a Pitchfork jam, I don't know what is. It's the music of 21-year-old Shamir Bailey. Shamir is from Las Vegas and put out the album Ratchet last year on XL Records. The pop star's voice borrows a little from Michael Jackson, a little from Nina Simone, but it's the spirit, the message, and the beat that puts Shamir in a very unique category. He just went out on tour with Duran Duran, and he's going to be playing at Pitchfork on Friday night. Shamir, welcome to The Download.
Hi.
Hi. So this is your second time through Pitchfork. Talk about that experience. Last year you were a hit at the festival, but talk about what you learned about performing live in front of an audience outside.
I mean, so much. I mean, Pitchfork was one of the earliest festivals that I did last year when my album came out, and then I did countless many after. So it was kind of like a huge preparation for what was to come. And it's kind of cool to kind of just like my last show for 2016. And I don't know, I think it's just kind of cool that I get to like start it and like have it work. It's just been very sweet and cool to me.
Well, I mean, obviously Pitchfork from both the site and the festival have been appreciative and supportive of your music. But talk about what it takes to perform in front of a festival crowd like that. I always think about musicians. What do you have to do? Do you have to change the way that you approach your set and your music when performing to a festival crowd that has a stage on the other side and a stage on the other side of the park? How do you sort of change your set for an event like that?
I think it's just more of a vibe thing. And when there's more people, it's better for me because I think I feed off of other people's energy, and the more energy other people have, the more energy I have. So it's actually more ideal for me.
Ratchet came out on XL Records. Talk about how exciting it is to be on XL Records, which is such a famed record label, and the maturity you've had of just moving from producing music in your bedroom just 3 years ago to being on XL Records now.
I mean, it's insane. I would have never dreamed or thought that that would be a possibility when I was in my bedroom 3 years ago making music. But they've been insanely great, and just the fact that they like took a chance on like a weirdo nobody from Las Vegas, and you know, they're like a UK label, and like most of their artists are like European, and I'm just like, hey.
Well, there's something great. I mean, the music, as I kind of mentioned, that there seems to be a little Nina Simone, Michael Jackson in there, but it is the songwriting, but also the production of it. I mean, as I said, it does feel like a Pitchfork jam in the way that it's going to get the crowd up and going. You have a lot of diversity on the album. You'll go from the kind of tracks like the single to a little bit more, message stuff like in Demon. So talk about how important it was to diversify your music on Ratchet.
It's very important because I listen to a lot of different genres of music, and I really like to show in my own music my various influences, almost kind of as like a homage, or just, I don't know, it's just like really important for me to express that in my own music, just to kind of show that, like, you know, where I came from, and you know, how I got to the place, and the people and music that, you know, pretty much taught me how to do music and how to write music.
You grew up in a household where you got your first instrument at 9 years old. You started dabbling with music. But talk about when you got serious about producing music and thinking about this as a career.
Right. I feel like my career kind of was like one of those happy accidents. Like I mean, obviously for a second I thought about music like as a career. But as I got older, I was just like, okay, this is just a hobby. And like I was perfectly content with that. And it wasn't until I took my demo to my producer who, you know, then took a huge chance on me and, you know, bought me out to record and everything. Mm-hmm. And even then at that point, it wasn't even you know, taking it seriously. Well, not like not taking it seriously, but like not thinking anything of it until, you know, people started taking notice to it. And yeah. I was like, oh, I guess this is a possible career.
But even, I mean, some of the stuff early on, the EP and some other stuff, I mean, you were 18, 19 years old making music in your bedroom, and there's such a richness to it. I did read somewhere that you do have family members who are in the music industry. How much was music around you growing up that helped inform you as you started to experiment with creative music?
My mom's twin, my aunt, she's a songwriter. She's definitely more of an inspiring songwriter, and she wrote a song on Ratchet, and I was actually kind of like her vessel to pretty much take her lyrics and poems and everything and turn it into music.
Performing music has become a full-time job, and you know, being able to tour and Here Comes Pitchfork. You at the ripe age of 21 years old, do you see yourself, your main passion, being a musician and continuing with music, or are there other passions in your life that are competing?
I mean, I have other passions in my life. I don't know, I like to do, you know, multiple different things, and I don't know, just kind of, I'm not like a one-track type person, but music is, you know, obviously definitely the main thing, and, you know, the thing that I feel like I do best, and the thing that, you know, open up other opportunities for me, you know.
In a lot of interviews that you've done, you've talked about your gender identity or the fact that you don't identify with a gender. Talk about how that informs your music, you know, because I always think that there's always been gender identification issues in performance, on the performance side, where you see David Bowie or the Stooges or even some of the glam rock bands that were bending gender identity on stage, but not necessarily in person. How do you see yourself as an entertainer with gender?
To me, my non-binary identity is just something that, not even that, you know, obviously you don't choose, but just like, not even something I identify as just because I feel that way, but just also just how the world sees me, you know. I realized I came out as a non-binary when I just got tired of correcting people when they would, you know, misgender me as female or, you know, or anything else. And I just got, I realized that it just didn't matter. And, you know, just because I was born a certain way doesn't mean that, you know, I have to continuously pretty much monitor the way that people identify me as, you know, because, you know, growing up and even how I felt then and felt now, so I just never felt like gender was a huge part of my role as a person.
Do you think that the concept of identity, how does it play into your music and the music that you produce?
I think if anything, my being not been tethered to a gender makes my music a little bit more universal and relatable, because it's not like I make music for boys. It's not like I make music for girls. It's not like I make music for straight queer people. I just feel like my music can be relatable to just about anyone, you know, because it's like, I'm a queer musician of color in America that was raised non-Christian. So I just feel like I've seen, you know, the world on so many different sides and have so many different takes on it that I think everyone just can kind of relate to.
The album's called Ratchet. It's out on XL Records. It was out last year. This year, Shamir will be at Pitchfork on Friday night at the Blue Stage. Shamir, thanks so much for taking some time out to talk to us. We appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.